It's the Yearbook Sportscast. We're just trying to make nurses and flight attendants happy. And if you think about it, really, who out there is trying to make nurses and flight attendants happy? Says in the yearbook at hotmail.com to contact us. Find this podcast wherever your podcasts are available. Wherever you find your podcasts. Yep, this is what happens. Connecticut, UConn, sometimes called the con. Well, one guy called it that once. Made headlines, but not big enough headlines when it announced it was leaving the American Athletic Conference, or AAC, and going back to the Big East, the league the UConn Huskies are historically tied to. Now, the short story here is it should be impossible to overstate the happiness the move to the Big East should bring to the university. Men's and women's basketball should both benefit tremendously, but also women's volleyball, for example, you would think would get fired up about wearing the Big East patch on their right sleeves. Although the early returns have no conference patch on any sleeve on this year's uniforms, but we'll see. Volleyball and everyone else is going to spend the season again in the AAC. The longer story is, this was a basketball-first decision, and it made headlines, but it should have made much bigger headlines. UConn, or the con, or whatever, is absolutely a basketball-first school. There's even an argument over whether it's a women's or men's basketball-first school. And there are a lot of big basketball-first colleges. Here you go first. What's the school that comes to mind immediately, or what are several schools that come to mind immediately that are basketball-first? I'm still here. There's Kansas, Louisville, Kentucky, Indiana, NC State, and more. But currently, football is what makes money nationally, TV money especially, and entire college athletic departments have been following their football teams to different leagues for years now. So while the West Virginia football team has played high-profile TV games with Texas and Oklahoma, the Mountaineers volleyball team, for one, has been required to travel to league matches in Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. UConn just turned down football money, about $7 million annually, at least from the TV deal, in order to help their basketball teams, something no one else is doing right now. Now, let's be fair. To be fair, the AAC is not a power league. It seems very unlikely the Huskies would have walked away from the Big Ten, and forget about walking away from the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, which would have had the con playing Syracuse and Boston College again. But UConn finally made a huge financial decision based on a sport that wasn't football. Forget nostalgia. The Huskies are now in a league that emphasizes basketball like they do and like their fans do and reunites them with Providence, St. John's, Villanova, Georgetown, and Seton Hall. Travel is also a consideration for every team in every conference, and UConn is going to be doing less of it. That should pay literally. UConn could save $1 million on travel to league games, and I don't even know if that counts travel for basketball and soccer and others. And figuratively, less travel should mean less of a grind for players on the Huskies' revenue and non-revenue teams alike. It should be the right decision, and it puts the entire athletic department in a good place. Except for football. The Huskies football team is now homeless. Playing as an independent is football suicide. And since the team is currently not winning, it's likely too unattractive to find a home in a decent league. UConn has too much of a fan base and too many expensive modern facilities to just drop football altogether. So it really will be interesting, honestly, to see what happens. Now, help could come from the internet. Just a few years ago, big leagues were falling all over themselves to add new football members in major media and recruiting markets to cash in even more on even more football TV money. So under those circumstances, UConn football was not all that attractive. Now, if streaming services get in on football coverage, media market size isn't going to matter so much. And as a program that could flourish in the right circumstances, I'm serious, UConn football might look more attractive. And this long story gets even longer. One reason current Big East members wanted to save their league is they wanted a place where basketball was king, and they competed against schools of similar size. Now the Big East has added a huge state university. That shouldn't affect Villanova too much right now, but will it affect Providence, Seton Hall, or DePaul? Will it not? Changing the subject. Congratulations. Chicago Bear Aaron Lynch's one and only tackle against Green Bay last season has been immortalized in a new Gatorade commercial. You might have seen it's a J.J. Watt ad, the Houston, Texas star player, but for a couple of seconds in this J.J. Watt ad, there it is. Lynch's 2018, just before Christmas, second quarter tackle for a four-yard loss. Everyone wants to change baseball's rules now, now, now. But why isn't every team doing what the Cardinals did this season? With the defensive shift on, the Marlins put all their infielders on the side of the field the batter generally hits to. The Cardinals' Matt Carpenter simply bunted toward third base, the other side of the field. Literally, no one was there. The Marlins pitcher had to chase the slow-rolling bunt onto the outfield grass, and Carpenter wound up on second base. How come teams don't constantly do this? Will they eventually constantly do this until defenses stop shifting? Will baseball be patient enough to let this happen? Will baseball ever pay players what they're actually worth? All right, that's it. Go away.